Welcome to the Bitter Cotton. Whoa. All right, take two. Welcome to the Bitter Cotton. Son of a bitch. All right, take 17.
Welcome to the Bitter Comics Podcast. Give it up for your host, Mr. JT Foreman.
Hello, I am JT Foreman, and we are here. We are the Bitter Comics. Once again, I'm here with my good friends, Engineer Extraordinary, Terry the Beast Michaels.
Engineering.
And the Super Negro Champion, John Jones.
Yabba.
Dabba doo. Yabba. As always, we begin with our opening segment. JT was a real prick last week, in which I will apologize for the cruel, insensitive, offensive, and probably racist things I said last episode. This is episode 6, so for my insensitivity during episode 7, I would like to apologize to black people. Now, I actually didn't say anything offensive against black people last week, but you probably feel neglected. So, yes. Hence the apology.
Hold on. You just said this is episode 6.
I did.
And you're apologizing for episode 7.
Ah, fuck.
That's what happens when you get syphilis.
It does.
All right. Anyway, sorry. Go ahead.
This is episode 8.
There you go.
I would like to apologize to the electric company and their attempts at teaching me numbers when I was a child.
Hey, you guys!
I would also like to apologize to cornfields, lesbians with narrow fingers, poker chips, farting, and pandas. If you would like to know specifically why I am apologizing, please check out episode 7 and all of our previous episodes at bittercomics.podbean.com. And if you feel I owe an apology to any person, place, thing, or idea I missed, or to make any comments, please email the show at bittercomics@hotmail.com. And in the subject line, please put Super Negro Champ is still black.
Damn it! I thought he changed.
I don't think he's going to change.
Never change. You're perfect just how you are.
Wow.
How's it going, guys?
That was kind of poetic.
I feel better.
Do you feel better ever since he apologized?
I'm trying to choke it back. There you go.
I stole that line from a fortune cookie. Sorry.
I don't even read fortune cookies anymore. Should a fortune cookie say you're fucked?
I
don't think it should. It's a misfortune.
It depends where you're eating. Well, you know, they changed the zodiac, and you know, the fortune cookies, the only thing I look at are the lotto numbers. And I got 20 years of tickets that were just a waste, apparently, because...
Yeah. Not cool.
Not cool at all.
I'm not happy about that shit.
So how's it going, guys? Anything exciting happened this week?
Sure. Sure.
Terry.
A few things.
Tell us your story.
Which story would you like?
Well, you went down to L.A. last weekend to...
Went down to L.A. and met Dave Chappelle.
Jokes and jokes and jokes and jokes.
Dave Chappelle showed up at Refried Fridays at the Improv in Hollywood and did half an hour of nothing. He played the piano and had four women on stage as his muse while he played Moonlight Sonata over and over and over again. He posed for a picture for some girl on stage because it was her birthday.
You see, Ray Charles... It's not only blind black men that know how to play piano. It's not just Ray Charles. Never mind. I'm going to have to apologize to black people next week.
What's that?
This brother's playing the piano?
Well, he kind of started off kind of a bit that said he had got his son piano lessons, and in typical Chappelle style, he quit them.
That was good.
So he decided since he'd prepaid for them, he was going to take them.
Well, you don't want to waste them.
Yeah, well, yeah. So he played Moonlight Sonata over and over again.
That's a white guy move, though, isn't it?
Well, I don't know.
Why didn't someone douse him with lighter fuel and start it?
Everybody was so freaked out.
Yeah, you need to get back to telling jokes, fam.
And then, you know, he said a couple semi-funny things and then left the stage.
That's millions of dollars, did he?
Were the muses at least hot?
The muses were hot, and the funny thing was he was predicting nipple color. That was kind of funny. There was a black girl on stage, there was an oriental girl, and a white girl. And he's like, brown, brown, pink. He's all, am I right? And the white girl goes, no. So apparently he was not good at predicting nipple color.
No, what happened?
I'm not really concerned with nipple color. I'm curious about the taste.
Well, there you go.
And your favorite band, Nickelback.
And he was, as I went outside the stage, the room, the showcase, showroom, what the, whatever. Yes, I'm a professional stand-up comic. As I went out the showroom, he was kind of sitting by the ticket booth, and I just stuck my hand out and shook him, and he gave me one of these brother handshakes. You know, yeah, right on, you know.
Yeah.
And, you know, that kind of thing. And
yeah, right on.
He dapped you out.
He kind of did.
The appropriate term is that he dapped you out.
Yes, man. Get with the times, Terry.
See, John, I'm paying attention.
Jeez Louise, buddy. Gosh. Gee, golly, yeah. Willikers, man. If you're going to hang out with the colored people, you need to learn the colored lingos. Okay?
You're right.
Jeez Louise.
But yeah, he did kind of dap me out.
Okay. So, there you go. I feel better.
So yeah. I said, look here, word. And so that was pretty cool. And then last Wednesday, I met Bernard Berrien from the Minnesota Vikings. And those of you that listen to some of the other podcasts I might do or any show that you've heard me in, I am a Minnesota Vikings freak fanatic. And him being from Fresno, he was at Ty Palms, and I was hanging out, and I went and showed him my tattoo.
Don't lie, man. You showed him a nipple.
What color is the nipple? That one I do not want to know what it tastes like.
It's pink. Why it's pink? Come on, I'm a white guy. And we are on week number 3 now of no soda of any kind.
Are you experiencing withdrawals from the caffeine?
I already have had the withdrawals.
To the blinding headaches they're past?
It was horrible.
It is pretty bad.
The only time I have drank soda in the last 3 weeks was when I knew I was going to have to drive back from L.A. at 3 o'clock in the morning. So at the improv, I had, because it's a 2-drink minimum, and they're going to charge you $5 for water, so I had 2 sodas. But that was strictly so I could stay up all night and drive.
Yeah.
So, but aside from that, not even Sprite, nothing. No, I'll drink some iced tea, but mostly water. So there you go. That's my big freaking
soon
news.
I will be the fattest bitter comic.
And then I am starting next, not next week, but the week after next, going to the gym with the Super Negro Champion, who is going to train me. And then what we're going to do is we're going to become wrestlers.
I'll teach you how to pay.
We're going to become wrestlers, and Ron from Iran will be our manager.
We'll be rich then for sure.
So
that boy owns everything.
So that's you know,
that fool was there at the last show with a damn Hummer.
Yes,
if he wasn't my boy, I would jump him and take it for real.
Ron from Iran does have, he's got a Hummer and an Infiniti too.
Let's jump him.
I would, but I really like Ron from
Iran.
That's
a sad thing. I like him too.
He's a good guy.
That racist bastard.
He's a good guy.
I always want to blow up some shit too. That's what's sad.
So he's a good guy. What about you, John Jones?
I got my mojo back. I feel better, man. I got on stage and had a good set.
You're lucky because I was about to cut you.
Wow, dang.
I was going to cut you, dude.
What happened to just punching me in the face? Man. You know, what happened to just hit me with a whip and call me boy? What happened?
Well, you know, I don't want to be racist.
Oh, okay.
You're changing your mind?
Just last
week he invited me to ride around his Chevy, but I was going to be on the back tailgate attached to a rope. It's a good exercise for you, boy.
At least he was going to give you some skates. Give me a chance.
Yeah. Give you a chance.
Going over a paved road, not gravel, so you could have. Yeah. You know, keep your balance, you'll be all right.
But if I hit one pebble, boy.
This isn't Texas.
Oh, I'm sorry. All right.
If you're
going to
live in Texas,
yeah.
Got to hang a nigger every day. Just get your rope and string one up. Hang him from a tree.
You've been going to Clovis lately, haven't you?
Now, you know, I had to do it, man. You know, you say I got to start singing more in these.
Once, twice, three times the size you were when I met you. Oh, I'm sorry.
That's what marriage does to people.
Waistline or vagina?
Yes.
Both?
Yes.
Both.
Terry said his last wife's vagina is deeper than Al Qaeda's cave. That's cold, man.
That's where Osama's been hiding. Damn.
Inside of Bridget Nielsen's crotch.
Yeah, see, because if you scream it to Bridget, whatever her name's, crotch, you'd be like, "Ole yoo-hoo," and you'll hear, "Shut up, I'm on a coffee break."
Ricola. Okay.
That's cold. Talk about her big box.
Isn't that a Sammy Hagar song? 1, 2, 3, big box. That's different. I'm sorry.
Well, you know, Walmarts and Targets are in, like, Costco's are referred to as a big box store. Now we know where they got their inspiration from.
Yeah, in between Brigitte Nielsen's legs.
Wow.
You go in there and come out with a 55-gallon drum of mayonnaise.
Psh, wow. Real talk, man. You'll be lubricated for a year.
Oh, that's horrendous.
You got to have a lot of bologna for that at home.
Man. Nigga, I'm going to use that to hide from the cops, for real. Next time a cop chases me, Brigitte! Open your legs, I'm going to die.
Oh. With the sound effects.
See the black guy coming through here?
There's a goddamn Nike hanging out of your pussy.
Oh, by the way, John Jones, what time is it?
Well, it's 7:06.
7:06.
That's a nice watch.
That is. That's a fucking nice watch. It really
that's
is.
That's an outstanding watch, dude.
Okay, I stole it, damn
it. Wow.
Rich Cracker, he was making me mad.
Finally, the truth is admitted.
Oh, you did not steal it.
You did not steal it unless you stole it from your wife.
Shoot.
Your wife domesticized you. You're
I'm a domesticated Negro.
There you go.
It's because she
behaving himself. You need to stop. If I'm gonna keep you around, you gotta stop scaring the white folks.
Yes.
She fucked you into domesticality.
Yep. Really though.
That's what the big booty does.
Yes.
That's. I think I made that word up. Domesticality. Dancing. I don't think that's a word.
I don't think so either.
It's when you actually crying during the intercourse because the nut is that hard. Oh, baby. Oh.
And you just roll.
You know
over.
How much I love you, bitch.
I'll stop jacking. I swear, I'll stop jacking people.
That's hilarious.
Marianne, hi. Marianne is here.
Hi, Marianne.
Once again, we're recording here at the third floor Denny's studio at Blackstone and Herndon in Fresno, California. Marianne, one of the managers here. What's the up? Lovely Marianne, the beautiful Marianne. How you doing?
Good, how are you?
I'm good looking.
Just
great.
Waking up.
Just yeah, waking
she's
up.
She's just beginning her shift here at 7
I
o'clock.
Got my
well, there you go.
She's been awesome. Having a long night of breakdancing. Can you feel it?
I'm going to have to get another microphone so that when guests pop in like that, we can just hand them the mic from now
sure.
on.
Sure.
I have to remember that.
Yeah, they really want to be a part of our podcast.
Oh, it doesn't everybody?
No.
Several people have just hung themselves right now.
I think even some of the people that are here don't want to, but I'm just kidding.
Aww. We should jump him. We should jump him.
I think so, yeah. Of course, you know, it's like his laptop and his mixing board, and he's the only one who knows how to operate all that software.
We can jack him. We can jack him.
Good luck.
Tie him up and make him do the stuff. Hey, set this up right quick, Terry.
I will cut you. Do you hear me?
That's always got to be a sharp instrument, man. God damn.
Who says I have a sharp instrument?
You going to cut me with something?
I might cut you with something blunt.
Damn. That's worse than Al-Qaeda.
Shit hurts.
Why a spoon?
Because
it's dull, you twit. It'll hurt more. Sorry, I watched Robin Hood again recently.
Okay.
The only Robin Hood movie I ever saw in my life where the guy didn't even attempt a British accent.
Really?
Kevin Costner in Robin Hood, you remember
that?
Oh,
fuck Kevin Costner.
He didn't even try to do a British
fuck
accent.
Fuck him and Waterworld.
Those were the worst films ever.
You know what? JFK wasn't in office as long as that fucking movie was. All right? Jesus Christ.
Unlike some other Robin Hoods, I can speak with an English accent. Now, that was a good Robin Hood, the one that Mel Brooks did.
I was watching the Mark Twain Awards today.
Oh, yeah?
But they were from 2009.
Was that the one when George Carlin was given the award posthumously?
No, George Carlin won it in 2008.
Oh, okay.
And he found out, like, a month before he died that he'd won it. And then he died before he could get the award. But Bill Cosby won it the year after.
Hmm.
And they were talking about, you know, they had all these people that came on. So I fucking love you, dude. You know, Seinfeld was on there. Chris Rock came on there. And it was interesting. Bill Cosby's an interesting, interesting guy.
Yes.
You
cannot sell as many pudding pops as I have. Derek Michael.
But they were talking about, all these people came on and were talking about which Bill Cosby album influenced them the most.
Yeah.
And which kind of made me think, you know, I have a fairly extensive collection of vinyl, comedy vinyl. And I was thinking if what Bill Cosby album, you know, influenced me, if any at all. And everybody was saying, Bill Cosby, Why Is There Air?
I remember that one.
I listened to that.
The cover is like holding a volleyball in his
hand. And then somebody said, To My Brother Russell,
whom I slept with. Yeah.
That apparently was a big influence. And, but nobody mentioned the one album that I liked, 200 Miles an Hour. I thought that was a great album.
Yeah.
Is that the one where he talks about that Ford?
Yeah, the Shelby Cobra.
I was looking for it.
Yeah.
But I
have it.
I like Bill Cosby himself. That one's my favorite.
Yeah, Bill Cosby himself. Nobody mentioned that one.
I think that was the first comedy concert I ever saw.
Was Bill Cosby himself?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Well, yeah. They played the hell out of it. Now they're playing the hell out of it again.
Yeah. Well, you know, Carlos Mencia doing this football joke.
Oh, yeah. That was
kind of brought it back out.
Yeah.
So maybe Bill Cosby should thank him for stealing his joke? Maybe? No?
I want to talk about this. What's up with this joke stealing stuff? Like, honestly, comedy's become a lot like rap music has. The thing you're upset at with most.
Don't get me started about
everybody's sampling
rap music.
Everybody's stuff.
Oh, we're going to get you started about rap.
We got to do it. Tell us how you feel about the nigger music right now.
Finish what you're saying and we'll get started on rap music.
But yeah, comedy has become a lot like rap in the fact that people sample people's stuff. Is that so wrong? I think as long as you're doing just a sample and not doing verbatim, you know what I mean? You should be okay.
Well, we are all drawing from the same reality.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think anyone should be able to say, well, I have a monopoly on this topic. But there's a difference between doing a joke about the same subject matter and doing the same joke.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. First of all, let's be real. There's nothing original anymore. All the masters are dead. They're never going to be replaced. There will never be another Carlin. There'll never be another Pryor. There'll never be another Dangerfield. Another Kinison. They're gone. They're dead.
Okay? I watched a lot of comedy over the last week in my depressive slumber. And I heard a lot of comics saying the same stuff, just different ways.
In the 80s, it was like that.
Yeah.
You know,
but even in the 90s now, people are regurgitating the same material over
because
and again.
In the 80s and 90s, television ruined stand-up comedy. MTV, Comedy Central, I like Comedy Central. It's done some great things.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, you got the Jon Stewart show, the Dave Chappelle show.
Daily Show, Colbert.
Yeah, I mean, it's got
even
some
like
great
Crank
stuff.
Acres back when that was
yeah,
on.
Yeah, that was funny.
The Man Show.
But none of those are stand-up show is stand-up,
yeah.
Okay? When you take something and throw it in everybody's living room, it takes the mystery out of it.
Compton.
And that is what made stand-up in the 70s and early 80s so great, so creative, and so popular because not everybody saw it.
Thank you.
You know, when you see a football player on TV, when a kid sees a football player on TV, and he sees him doing all these incredible things. Oh, I want to do that. And it inspires everybody to do it. I believe, and it's shitty, and people are going to laugh at me. The four people that listen to this podcast are going to laugh at me. But I think you are born to do stand-up. That is my belief. If you're going to do it, there's something inside you that makes you want
to
do it.
To be a comedian takes a combination of talents.
Right.
If you're a great writer, that's not enough. You also got to be able to do the performance. You got to have a lot of individual talents, all of them, to be able to be a great stand-up.
But what happened was everybody started to see stand-up comedy. And it looks, if it's done right, it looks easy.
Thank you. Yeah.
So every fucking idiot that tells dick jokes and knock-knock jokes by the cooler at, you know, wherever they work, started watching this shit going, hey, you know what? I could do that. I could do that. And started flooding Los Angeles and took stage time away from really, really talented people and sat around going, don't you hate it when you're on an airplane and you get the small bag of peanuts? I mean, fuck. Mm-hmm. You know, and started flooding it with dick jokes. So now it's harder to stand out.
Yeah, did you, and by did the you way, watch I Market? Like a small bag of peanuts.
Yeah, but did you watch Margaret Cho's last show, dude? It was just terrible. I didn't laugh one time.
My friend fucked Margaret Cho.
How could he do that to himself?
It was a long time ago when she worked at a porn shop in San Francisco.
Yeah, but like I watched her last stand-up thing. I'm like, I was like, that's not even funny. And then I watched that, what's his name? God, the nigga I can't stand. Big lip nigga. Oh. Well, they're all big lips.
I was thinking
now you're gonna
that
have
doesn't
to
narrow it down much, but I
Tracy
already,
Morgan.
I already said okay. something bad about black people earlier, so
now you're gonna have to apologize next week for him.
At least they don't feel that I've neglected them this time.
Yeah,
Tracy true. Morgan. I watched his last special, you know, the one he did, and he stole like four different jokes.
Well, and this goes back to the same premise that I was talking about. Nothing is sacred, or not sacred, but nothing, it's all been done.
Yeah.
It's all been done.
It's a hard, and you know, to touch on what you're saying, the real truth of doing comedy, seriously, if you're trying to do it, it's a hard gig. It's not easy.
It's from the, you gotta write from within. And that's what separates, okay, look, I'm going to seem like a hater, and that's fine.
Hater rate is Thursday.
Because comics that haven't made it, hate a lot of comics that have. Okay, I can't stand Jeff Dunham. Okay, I don't like him. My kids like him. Most of America likes him. That's great. You know why? Because he's a pussy and he's harmless. He tells dick jokes through a puppet. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's Kermit grabbing his dick, as far as I'm concerned.
Okay,
you know, and I don't think that's funny. Okay, but none of that comes from writing from within. You watch a Bill Cosby special, and Bill Cosby's talking about growing up in the ghetto and going to school in the ghetto or, you know, whatever. He's talking about shit he did.
He's keeping it 100.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And who the fuck knows where Jeff Dunham's from? You know, he's on his dick. That's all we know.
One of the wisest things I ever heard, would actually, you know, got me going in the direction I'm going in with my comedy, was from Danny Minch. He's like, I want to know a little something about you. Yeah. I'm like, I've been to jail more times than you count up over your hand. You sure you want to hear this shit? And sure enough, people want to hear that. You know, they want to hear what's real. Who are you on that stage?
That's what allows the audience to really connect with a guy on stage. Is it, you know, because Jeff Dunham, I've watched two of his comedy specials.
Oh, me too.
He's funny. I laugh, but I come away not knowing anything about him.
You know, he's got some expensive puppets.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And he's got some skill with ventriloquism, which, you know, that's not easy, but...
Oh, and I understand it's a character. And I understand character comedy. Steve Martin did character comedy.
Yeah.
Okay? He did it brilliant. And he played the banjo killer. And he said some really funny shit as the character that he played on stage. That wasn't him. Mm-hmm. You know, obviously, physically, it was him. But... You know, he was doing a parody of comedy, you know, and that was his character.
Yeah.
Andrew Dice Clay, that is a character that he does.
Although Sam, it seems a lot like how he really is. Boy, he's kind of a cold man.
I've met him, and he's actually very cool.
Yeah, I believe he's cool, but, like, I wouldn't piss him off, dude.
Well,
I've seen him get mad.
The dude's huge.
He'll beat you down. That's mafia you, man.
Yeah,
he'll
kick your ass. Kinison, everything he talked about was him.
Yeah.
And some of it was hard to believe, but you read his brother's book and all that shit really happened.
Yeah. Mm. Well, he just did, not him, Carl LeBeau just did an interview with Mark Maron on the WTF podcast. It was a really great interview. They talked a lot about Sam Kinison, and if you get a chance, check that out.
I've spoke to Carl LeBeau.
Yeah.
And, well,
anyway.
I don't want to air out anything. You know, I'm sure Carl's talked about it, but... Carl has a very love-hate remembrance of Sam.
Oh, well, yeah.
You know, for reasons that listen to Mark Maron's podcast and you'll find out
really.
Why. And who could blame him?
no kidding.
And then, you know, and hating the comics that made it, there are some people that, you know, you and I have sat down and discussed that we think shouldn't have had, you know, gotten to make it so easy. Jay Leno, Chris Tucker.
Now, hold on. I don't agree with Jay Leno.
No?
I don't like Jay Leno. I don't think Jay Leno's funny.
Not at all.
I met Jay Leno when he was touring, and I told him off, but that's probably why I'm never going to end up on The Tonight Show, but whatever. But Jay Leno earned what he got. Jay Leno, back in the 80s, or whenever...
Yeah, back when it wasn't a big thing.
Yeah. He had the most air miles of anyone in the United States.
Whoa.
Because he was touring that much.
Yeah, he would take every show. He wouldn't worry about, are the shows in near each other? So it's he would do one night in South Dakota and the next in New York and then the next one in Oklahoma and then he would just bounce all over the place one day.
The reason why he made it
every day
was because he'd been to every fucking city in America and they knew who he was.
Mm-hmm.
So the producers of The Tonight Show were like, this guy's in touch with America, obviously. Yeah. And he had been on The Tonight Show quite a few times, and it was an easy
transition.
Yeah. I don't think he's funny. I don't at all. But he's earned what he got.
Yeah, but like $80 million, is he really worth that? I just want a few of those cars out of that garage, man. Just bring a brother off one time, your big chin self. Quit looking down. Come on, man.
But think of it this way: whether he thinks he's worth it or not, somebody does.
Yeah.
If they come to you and go, John Jones, we want you to host this show. We're going to give you $20 million. Are you going to say no? I'm not worth the $20 million. Fuck no.
I'm going to say how about 25?
And I'm going to say yes, so master. I was a hostess.
Exactly.
Oh, so tell it on the mountain.
The only thing I don't like about Jay Leno, I mean, I don't think he's funny, but the thing I don't like about him is how he took The Tonight Show away
from
Conan O'Brien.
Yeah, that was messed up.
That was bullshit. Jay Leno wasn't successful at first with The Tonight Show.
Yeah.
It took him a year before he even was able to compete with David Letterman.
Yeah, Letterman beat him in the ratings every single night until he had, who was the dude with the sex tape back then?
Rob Lowe,
until Jay Leno had Rob Lowe on to talk about that sex tape. And then after that, that night, Jay Leno got much better ratings than Letterman and has been a little bit ahead of Letterman for the most part ever since.
But Conan was never able to get his stride,
mm-hmm.
and it was different. Conan was doing his show. That's why they hired Conan. Mm-hmm. And was he getting the ratings? No.
Well, still, though, he's not that hurt. He got a great severance package.
Do you want to be remembered as the guy that got thrown off The Tonight Show?
I wouldn't give a motherfucker as long as I'm driving down the street in my Lamborghini. Oh, you got thrown off The Tonight Show. Count my spokes, nigga. Count my spokes.
Okay, point taken.
Well, I love what Conan said at one of his last monologues on The Tonight Show. He said, I think that I just show all of the kids out there that you can do anything in America that you want to, as long as Jay Leno doesn't want to do it too.
and remember, kids, try not to be black.
Yeah, there you go. Well, good luck with that. Try that. No, I don't know. I.
So what do you think of rap?
Oh, fuck.
Oh, yeah. Come on.
Here we go.
Dude. Okay, look. I watched the Grammys. I watched the Super Bowl. And do you remember when rap was rebellious? Does anybody remember that?
Yes,
I do.
Does the black guy remember? The black guy remembers when rap. Okay, when rap was rebellious.
That's what fired me up. I'm like, I'm joining the gang. Kay. I'm stabbing people in the neck with dough, butter knives and shit. I'm fucking bitches without rubbers now. What's
on? Exactly. Okay, I respected rappers when they were killing each other. Mm-hmm. Okay, because they lived the lifestyle that they sung about, and it wasn't bullshit. Okay, now Eminem is selling Nest tea. He's brisk, baby. Fuck you, all right? Dr. Dre, you never saw Dr. Dre on TV unless you heard about him getting arrested. Now he's on the Grammys singing with Rihanna.
Oh, man.
That's a nice car for Chrysler, though.
Yeah, and then you got Eminem's 8 Mile.
He did two
theme.
Super Bowl commercials.
Yeah.
This year.
How's Dr. Dre going to match up with the bitch that looks like the Hawaiian Punch Man?
But here, this is what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah. Oh, wait, no, yeah. That was Kool-Aid.
Oh, nah,
I'm sorry.
Nah. Hawaiian punch. Nah.
And nobody has sold out more than Ice Cube.
Oh,
nobody
yeah,
has sold
man.
Out more than Ice Cube.
Are we there yet? No.
Ice Cube was in NWA, and now he's on TBS. Very funny. Give me a fucking break.
You're not a comedian. You're not a comedian, brother. Go back to shooting folks, man.
You know, I'm sorry. Once you're in NWA, okay?
Niggas with attitude.
You are on NWA. Shoot that bitch and fuck the police and suck my dick and hey, hoes.
Yeah.
You know, okay, look. I'm sorry. I don't mean to get upset. But look, if Jimmy Buffett sells a song, Margaritaville, to a bar, I got no problem with that. You know why? Because Jimmy Buffett never shot any hoes.
Real talk.
That's why. He didn't fuck any bitches without rubbers that he sung about. You never heard that. But Eminem went from stabbing his wife and throwing her in her trunk on his first CD to saying frickin'.
This was just in the song. We're not saying he actually did this.
Allegedly. To saying frickin' on the Grammys.
Only thing I can say about Cube, in his defense, it's at least he gives a lot of brothers, you know, a chance, you know.
And,
he
you know,
helped a lot of brothers come up. He helped Terry Crews come up. He, you know, mm-hmm. he was the one that got Chris Tucker, you know, where he is,
yeah.
Really.
Sell out! That's what I'm just saying. Rappers, you've sold out. Shoot each other. Okay, shoot each other. That made you different. It was dangerous to be a rapper. How can you be dangerous and be on TBS?
Yeah, man. You know, that's the hard thing.
That's a good
well,
point,
I mean,
actually.
Here's the come thing. On. Here's the thing, though. Because a lot of rappers have been getting dissed for rapping about what they're not doing more. Like Snoop caught it, and I'm sure Cube has caught it a few times. But I know for sure Snoop caught it. Black people, you know, you got to understand, rap music markets to the niggas, you know, to the Afro-American race.
Ice-T is a cop on TV.
I know.
Ice-T is a cop. Ice-T sang a song called Fuck the Police.
And now he's a cop. But that's the thing. We are, black people are
he
the
played
most.
A kangaroo also. You saw Tank Girl, right?
Yeah. Well, yeah, damn.
He played a friggin',
oh, damn,
he
damn.
Played a friggin' stop. Kangaroo.
Stop, man, stop. But black people are the hardest people on each other in that sense because, like, we'll step on each other no matter what we're doing.
What you got in the pouch, man?
You know,
fuck the police, a 187, motherfucker.
But he ain't doing that anymore. This nigga's rolling around in Aston Martins and shit. You know, you can't rap about fuck the police no more because, like,
Why don't they just say this? This is what rappers, if there's any rappers listening to the four of you listening, in case any of you are inspiring, you know, wannabe rappers, here's what you need to rap about. I'm going to be hard until I get paid. Then
There you go.
Then I'm going to sell out and get my own show and
the white man's going to be my friend.
I'm going to go to the movies with all my white friends and go to the parties and fuck white bitches with rubbers. And I'm gonna hold the door open and give you some flowers. Come on.
Keep it. But, I mean, like, if you want to eat, that's what you got to do these days. You can't be.
Come on. Eminem was eating regardless. Eminem, his first album went through the roof.
That's because he's an original. You ain't never seen no white cracker come out as hard as he has. Well, that cracker, he could do his thing. I mean, even niggas would listen to him. Feeling him.
What should they be rapping about now? Seriously, because okay, you
look out
first
for the
album.
Deficit. I don't want health care.
Yeah, man. Man, no free health care.
No, I think of that parody that was on Mad TV. What was the song "Money on My Mind"? My mind on my money, and my money on my mind. And they did a parody of it with the guys. Pointing to like five guys in suits saying, "It was, you know, here's my lawyers. You got my mind on their money, or their minds my money, and my money's on their minds."
Yeah, exactly.
No, once you get the millions from the first or second album, what do you sing about then?
You can continue singing about
the times when you were on the street or, you know, with the.
See, but then you'll get jumped. Like, that's what happened to Snoop. Like, he had this problem with, I don't know if they're Serenio set or whatever. But they're like, yeah, no, homie, you ain't real no more. Don't be rapping about what you ain't doing. And they try to get him for his chain, for real. They try to rob this nigga for his chain.
And he shot him.
Yeah, he shot one
okay,
of them.
Okay, I think he can rap about that.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, but he tried that, and they threatened him, and now he's coming out. He came out with sexual seduction, when he should have been really saying, I got scared of the Mexicans, because they bumped him. For real, though, you wasn't saying shit. He came out, Vato, you can't believe what I saw. And they were like, you better shut the fuck up. We're going to be in your costume. Sexual seduction. Now this nigga's singing all the time. You go, come on, dude. You're not no romantic nigga, man. You like a chronic AIDS patient with a big nose, nigga. Come on. Yeah. No, I mean, he did trying to have sexual seduction with you, with your bird chest.
Then he did the song Milfweed for the TV show Weeds on Showtime.
Yeah.
Milfweed?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Well, he's doing all kind of just gimmicky things now. He's like, whatever will give me more money.
But Snoop is one of the most respected rappers in the business.
Yeah, but he's not really a rapper anymore. And the reason why he was so respected is because he hung out with Dre and he's with Rolling 20s, you know?
And he's doing what?
He was with Rolling 20. That's a Crip set.
Okay. I'm sorry.
Black people respect street cred. He used to be a real hard nigga back in the day.
So what do they respect now?
That's the problem with the black race. We're kind of lost. As soon as
you succeed, you don't have any respect from the black race anymore?
Nope. That's the one thing. We love you on the rise. Like, that's what I'm afraid of. You know, if I do start making it big, they're going to love me on my come up. Oh, this nigga's doing it. Yeah, go and get your money, paper. And as soon as I get that money and don't want to live in the neighborhood anymore, man, that nigga sold out. He went right to the white neighborhood. I was going to rob him next week. You know? They won't hate me. Super Negro Champ is Super Negro Chimp now. Fuck you.
Super Negro Chump.
Yeah, you don't want to hang on no real niggas no more. Of course not.
Well, see, white people want to see you rise and then also watch you crash. Yeah, I mean, look at Lindsay Lohan and all these other people.
Well, she's got that coming.
That's... Wait. I'm not saying she didn't deserve it. I mean, she's doing all these crazy drugs and everything. But...
We
love to watch the person rise, and we love to watch the person. Like,
absolutely.
Why do you think Charlie Sheen was one of the most searched things in the last few weeks? It's because he fucked up and he got himself arrested.
He is really... But he's an asshole.
That's not the yes.
What is old? That's not the point. Cheese brick ass head.
Yo, he's a dumbass. He's not. He may or may not be an asshole. I don't know him personally. I think he's a dumbass. You got that much movie. You got that much money. Mm-hmm. Like I was saying last week, you got that much money. You can hire a fucking lookout. Oh, he's just stupid.
Yeah. And Lindsay Lohan, that bitch used to be cute. Now it looks like someone poured some acid on her face, like that one bitch. You know, trying to pour acid on her. That's how she looks when you see her now. Fuck her. Because when she said this, when she was getting in trouble, I'm not gonna get arrested. I'm a star. That hit me to the core because I'm a black man. Nigga, I can't fart and offend the white man's nasal cavities without getting arrested. Bitch, you got to go to jail, motherfucker. I hope she goes to jail stealing goddamn jewelry like that. Nigga, I scraped and saved for 3 years to buy my watch. Y'all clowning all the time. I saved for 3 years for this motherfucker.
And by the way, what time is it?
You a punk, man. It's now 7:35.
But here's the thing. You know, if you're going to get successful, talk about being successful.
Nobody wants to hear that shit. I particularly don't want to hear that shit. If you get on the radio, nigga.
If you sing.
I'm rich. I'm going to be like, I hate you, motherfucker. I'm still poor. I got to eat top ramen, motherfucker. I'll kill you if I see you on stage. I'm going to shoot you just because. I'm going to wait till you leave the place and get your wallet.
But hold on. Let me ask you
this. I like top ramen.
Isn't
That's jail food. How can you like jail food?
Isn't the black culture about keeping it real?
Yeah, but if you flashing, like if I went up to a group of niggas, hey, yo, what's up, cuz? I'm wearing a $4,000 watch. I ain't going to have a $4,000 watch anymore.
Well, there's a difference between keeping it real and bragging.
Yeah.
You're bragging like that. It's that when you're acting like that, you're not saying, I succeeded. You're saying, I succeeded and all y'all motherfuckers didn't.
Well, but if you listen to old school rap, mm-hmm. I'm riding in my 5-point. Oh, I got my bitches, I got my gat, and I got my money. That's not bragging?
Yeah, it is.
A 5.0 is not a Lamborghini.
Well,
that's achievable for me. I could get a 5.0 tomorrow. You know, like.
Well,
if you're rolling down the street, ass did. The first. Music, Rich Ross, new shit. I hate that fat nigga because you couldn't have any fine bitch looking like that nigga looks. Without Aston Martin.
But a lot of R&B is about flashing money.
Well, how many times do you sing about that?
Well, you're right.
I think maybe how many times do you sing about that? Like, your rapper from the streets. Your first album is about killing people and selling drugs mm-hmm. and robbing people. Your second album is about, hey, check out this cool car I got. Look at these chains. Look at these bitches. Mm-hmm. Your third album, if it's about check out my car, look at these bitches, check out this chain. The third album, now that's the second time you're bragging about how much mm-hmm. money you got.
I think it's
okay to brag the first time. Hey, man, check out this watch. But John doesn't walk in here every single week and say, hey, man, check out this watch. The first time he came in here with the watch, he did.
But he doesn't do it after.
We bring it up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you know,
you're right.
He doesn't come in here bragging every time. You brag the first time you get something. Oh, man, yeah, man, that's cool. After that, then you're just an asshole.
Mm-hmm. I think the fourth album should be about rehab.
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
What is it?
Yeah, third album can be about doing drugs and doing too much drugs, and that's the fourth album about rehab.
Yeah, well, keep it real. That's what I'm saying, and that's the thing. What I would like to see people do more
Lindsay
often
Lohan raps.
I'll give it up to people like P. Diddy and Cube. They made their success, right? And they say, all right, man, what I'm going to do is start giving back to somebody. I'm going to try to help somebody else come up. And maybe they'll give me a little something on the end, you know, when they help out. That's what you should do. If I made it in comedy, whoop-de-whoop, and started doing movies, I'm going to look out for some people. I'm like, all right, man, you know, Joe Foreman was rolling with me. If his pockets hurt, I'm going to give him something. You know, that's what being a brother should be. Like, because you make $20 million, unless you're a complete idiot and you're buying hoes and spending like Charlie Sheen is, you straight for the rest of your days, man. Help another motherfucker out. This country is fucked up. It makes me sick off my ass when I see a decent white man or a decent brother out there holding a sign. This is America. This is ours.
Have any of these big rappers done an album about going back to the old neighborhood and rebuilding the place and getting people jobs?
Unless it's Jimmy Carter rapping.
Yeah.
They'll show up. They'll count my spokes, niggas. Count my spokes.
I think that's an idea.
My spokes. I got the Lamborghini Gallardo now.
To all the rappers who are listening to the show, right? Oh yeah, all of them? This is on the internet, so everyone hears it, right?
That's you're right.
I just would, yeah.
I think your next album should be about helping build some houses and fixing up the old neighborhood.
And, I got me a hammer and I got me some nails. I'm doing some shit, so don't land in jail.
Yeah. That was brilliant. That was, well, yeah, that would be, nah. That's not. Ipsy Michaels. But real talk, man, that's not what's going to happen.
Yeah, boy.
And for me, I'm like, fuck it, too. Like, I feel like fuck it, too. Like, now I'm like, if you think about it, everybody's going to have to start forming little sets. The whole gang mentality is going to take over. Because, like, let's be real. No one person at this table makes this podcast great. You know what I'm saying? We're all here doing our thing. I'm saying that's going to be a big scale thing, basically. People are going to start saying, all right, we're going to all push and make it together. Otherwise, no one's going to make it. This country has become like that.
Well, you know what? I agree with that completely.
Yeah.
And you can't make it.
Because we got an ear full of talented motherfuckers at this table. Real talk. Terry Michaels, you the beast, man. Anybody ain't seen this shit, man, y'all should kill yourself now if you ain't, you know, real talk. But raw talent by itself ain't shit, because, you know, like you were saying about Ty Pomps, if motherfuckers ain't listening to you, you could be a Dave Chappelle caliber comedian, and anybody listening here, you know, big deal. But you've got a good corporate cracker, they'll be like, yeah, this guy is hot, and they put you around and say you're special, people will pay attention.
It's true. Nobody makes it alone.
Nobody. No. Nobody rides for free, isn't that rat? Nobody ride for free.
I don't know why I get so upset about rappers. I don't even like rap music.
You know, I see your point. I get a bit upset with them too. I just get upset that, you know, yeah. It has become very commercialized. And like, it has become the cool thing to be a nigga. I mean, I've been a nigga when it was not fashionable, you know. This wasn't a style for me. I just woke up, hey, Blackula, you know. Couldn't even get no pussy from
that movie.
I couldn't even get no pussy from black women. Nigga, you got a job? Blackula? You short bastard, Gary Coleman looking ass. Nigga, you can't get no pussy from me.
Gary Coleman.
Yeah, you know I'm short. So I had to get big and strong, and still, that didn't even matter. You know, like, I know the only time women going to really respect me is when I count my smoke, bitches. Count my smoke. You know, I'm going to do just like Rick Ross, ugly ass doing, and get a Lamborghini, because there's no way that he could get all the attention he's getting as ugly. Have you seen this, brother?
He's not an attractive man.
He is. And keep your shirt on, nigga. Nobody wants to see your wide-ass nipples. Good grief.
He's just got one that goes all the way across?
No, the shit is smeared into his armpit. He's walking around. Come on and come with me. It's still triple C's, cookie candies, and creams, nigga. Sit your ass.
You should see the look on JT Foreman's face. He looks so distraught right now. Like, he's dead. My eyes burn.
Well, you talk about his nipples going up into his armpits.
That shit's like, to the side. Smeared.
I just imagine that he must have put on, like, too much deodorant, and it just kind of seeped in.
And this nigga's belly look like, nigga walking around with his belly exposed, and the belly button's deep enough to be a jacuzzi and shit, man. If you punch this nigga in the stomach and get your fist stuck in his belly button, you'll pull out a sweater. It's real talk, man.
So, the sweater will be
I'm
blue.
I'm a bitter comic. Can't you tell?
Belly button lint is always blue.
Now, yeah, so it'd be Crippin' sweater, too. You'd be a Crippin' sweater. And thank you, Ross, man. This shit fits, nigga. How long you been saving up?
About 3 years. I can't wash it. It's triple C's, nigga.
Blue lint is the saddest of all lint.
Yeah, he's rolling around. I watched the Aston Martin video. I'm like, and you ain't even singing about the dang song. You got stupid-ass Drake on the song. And if you ever listen to Drake rap, he does this thing where he's like, yabba dabba doo, yabba aw. When he runs out of words, he goes, aw.
Who?
This nigga Drake, I don't like him either. I don't like him.
Drake.
Yeah, his name is Drake. He's old, light-skinned, pretty nigga, thinks he can rap. But every time he's rapping something out, he'll have some good lyrics. Yabba dabba doo, but yabba dabba doo, then aw. With his auto-tuned voice, I'm like, why do you need to do that? Every song I hear that once, I'll be waiting for it. I'll be like, right now he's gonna do it. Yabba dabba, ow.
Sounds like they're auto-tuning Fred Flintstone.
And the most famous rapper of all, Little Fucking Faggoty Wayne. Mm. This nigga looked like a squid with a hat on. He looked just like the Predator's kid and shit. Rapping with an auto tune every time. He ain't done a real song in his real voice since 1982. He was still a sperm back then, I think, or something.
Wow. I think he just pulled his vocal cords out, put an auto tune machine in there.
Oh, that's hilarious.
All right. Yeah, and he's driving a Bugatti Veyron. Well, nigga, you a kid. You don't need a car with 1,000 horsepower, man. Let me have that car. I'm a 36-year-old nigga. I know what to do with that car. I only got a few years left. Let me have that car. At least have some fun before I clock out.
You're like 36 right now?
Mm-hmm.
Dude, you're black, so you got like 8 years to live.
That's it. I'm done.
Isn't it black men live to 43
on average?
No,
about 50.
America,
about 50?
Yeah. That's only like 22
just like
years
Michael Jackson.
White
do
people.
You remember the time?
Okay, hold on. Let's be real about Michael Jackson. Michael Jackson was doing enough drugs to kill a horse.
That's true.
In between fucking kids. Yeah, you that high? You must fuck like a jackrabbit.
I don't remember who it was, but someone did a joke about that. He's like, you know what? I think Michael Jackson did it because at my house, I got silk sheets on my bed. I don't like silk sheets, but the ladies do. I got Cat Williams. Mm-hmm. Okay, he did a couple. He said listed like two or three things he's got at his house. He doesn't like it, but the girls do. Well, what has Michael Jackson got at his house?
Mm-hmm.
Roller coaster and a petting zoo.
Come on over. We're going to have some cakes.
Cat Williams.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm some cakes.
Glad you knew the name of that because I like to give people credit when their shit.
Well, I like Cat Williams because he's one of my favorites, too. Like, he was an originator.
The only time I've seen him was when he hosted the roast of Flavor Flav.
And that was funny. It was pretty good.
Another guy I think needs to sit down, too. Flavor Flav. We can go on and on about this stuff, dude.
I still want to try his chicken. I do. I'm not saying this to make fun of him. I want to try his chicken. He opened that restaurant in Clinton,
Iowa. He fries it in the grease and cakes off his face. He wipes his hand and then dips it in there and dips your chicken, and that's why it's going to have a strange taste.
You're wrong.
I know. I still want to try it. I do.
That boy looks like a Valdez Alaska oil smear. This nigga's goddamn identification card is a thumbprint with eyes, motherfucker.
You know, you better look out. We're actually turning into a podcast with an opinion.
Uh-oh. We're going to stop that.
Let's
better go back to making fun of news.
Yes, let's go, bitch. Let's get the news. Come on.
We've been going a while now, time.
Relax. Yeah, let's get rid of the demons.
We actually have an opinion this podcast. People might actually go, hold on. They put some thought into something.
Yeah. Well, if you're going to talk about bullshit, I'm going to keep it real, man. There's a lot of bullshit going on. America ain't got no money, but the Twilight Kids can get a $7 million deal just to say they're going to do another movie about Jake turning into a huge German Shepherd and Edward Cullen's big ass chin.
Don't make fun of Team Jake.
I don't like neither one of them. I'll say Jacob's cool. He's a cool kid, but that goddamn Robert Pattinson with his huge jawbone, I just want to punch it one time and see if it actually breaks.
I say Team Terry. That's what I say.
Yeah, Terry.
I want Team Negro.
You are the beast.
Look, I'm already practically a werewolf. I mean, shit, I'm the hairiest motherfucker on the face.
Shoot. Terry Michaels had to hire Mexicans to walk across and shave his ass out. Once a week, they come by.
I'm not allowed in Canada because I'm so pale and hairy they think I'm a Yeti.
Man. polar bears are jealous about how warm you
are. That picture was of you?
That was me.
It was blurry, but I thought
you seen him in that commercial?
He was familiar.
He was walking down, and they were like, Red Ramen. He was like, yum. Terry was naked that day.
Yeah, sharing a Coca-Cola with his kids.
Yeah. I remember and that. See, now I can't drink Coca-Cola, so there goes my career.
Yeah. Oh, man, you're going to be angry in a week. I hate everybody. Super Duke champ, I hate you. Give me that belt.
And then the withdrawals.
Yeah.
I don't care what anybody says. Withdrawals.
Ooh.
From Coke and
Coca-Cola. Bad headaches, man.
I'm thinking about doing a skit on addictions. Not a skit, but writing some material on addictions, because I think I understand an addiction now. I'm going to run it by you sometime. But
I'm addicted to masturbation.
People can get addicted to anything. Like, you know, well, I live in a town where there are particularly ugly prostitutes. You have to be addicted to fucking to get one of these bitches. Like, have you seen these hoes? Hoes in the rear mirror.
I believe you were the one who referred to them a couple weeks ago as snapdragons.
Yeah. I mean, like, I see cars pulling over and getting these motherfuckers. Like, this bitch couldn't rightfully give the pussy away with a clean conscience. She couldn't even give it to someone. How is she going to charge you to fuck her? These bitches are ugly out here, boy. God damn. I'm like, whoa, bitch. Did you smoke your teeth, too? That's why you can't have dentures. You'll smoke that. Oh, God, dude. Lord. I'm like, if you look at them too long, you're going to get AIDS and shit, man. God damn. Don't look at them too long.
Let's just hope they don't get on the Wonga.
Oh, shit.
Oh, no, but I mean, these are pretty tore up motherfuckers right here. And these bitches are not like these Vegas hoe bitches where they're fine bitches. Like, I can see it's someone out of Vegas and one of them bitches come up with the nice titties and they're still pretty. That's something you want to fuck. These snapdragons out here are dragging their nipples behind them as they're walking down the street and shit, just ugly as fuck. I saw a sick, she had to be a 70-year-old bitch out there. Like, you really trying to sell that pussy?
Look, times are hard, all
right? I understand times are hard, but, like, I ain't trying to fuck a bitch where I can wrap myself up in her labias and shit. You know, I'm not trying to do it like that, cuz.
Again, you should see the look on JT Foreman's face.
I just imagine, you know, kind of, you know, knitting corn rolls with your labia. Oh, my God.
I'm telling you, you can grab a fistful of labia,
it's like, wow,
and wrap it around yourself like a blanket. Go to bed. That's what I'm trying to tell you. These bitches are that ugly.
It's warm. It's so warm.
Yeah, times are hard. If you're trying to save a dollar, you don't have to turn the heat with that shit, but you won't smell good.
God.
For about 3 months.
All right, well, shit. Let's get a couple of news stories out of the way before we gotta quit here. damn. Sorry. All right. Well, as long as we're on the subject,
those of you that are eating,
I'm sorry. Don't come to Fresno and get a hoe, man. You'll be traumatized.
No, do not go.
Enjoy the fish.
Find out what our Fresno City Councilmen are fucking. that was a while ago, actually, when that happened, didn't it? Okay.
Sure.
Long renowned for pioneering extreme sports such as bungee jumping and heli-skiing, New Zealanders are now pushing culinary boundaries by serving up shots of horse semen to iron-stomached food lovers.
Wow.
This equine delicacy will be on the menu at the annual Wild Foods Festival in the South Island of Hotikaka.
Hotikaka.
I'm sorry, Hokitata.
It's coming.
Hokitika. God damn. I can't pronounce this shit.
Oh, man, I just totally thought that.
You don't have to get it from the source, do you?
I hope not. Yeah.
Is it like beer on tap?
I got to pay $5 to blow the horse? Are you kidding me?
Man, you could go to Mexico and get it from a donkey.
Man.
yeah, they're serving that along with other gastronomic delights such as raw scorpions, chocolate-covered beetles, and deep-fried grubs. I think I'd rather eat any of those than drink a shot of flavored horse semen. At least it's flavored.
Oh, God damn it.
Wow. The idea is you'll have as much ziz. That must be some weird ziz. New Zealand slang word. As a stallion for a week afterwards, Christchurch racehorse breeder Lindsay Carslake said. Christchurch is the same city where there was just a massive earthquake a week ago, wasn't it? God heard about this shit. That's what's going down.
Yeah. We're like, y'all drinking horse nut, man? What the fuck?
Earthquake. Why are you making an earthquake happen there? Well, I promise I wouldn't flood it again.
Now we know why Crocodile Dundee was crazy like that. He's drinking horse nut. That's not a knife. Walking up on niggas with a big-ass knife. In the 80s, he was drinking a horse nut.
He goes into a bar. You want some whiskey? That's not a shot. That's a
this
shot.
This is a shot.
He's straight jerking it off. Oh, in the cup. Get it in the cup.
It'll be available in a number of flavors from vanilla, strawberry, chocolate, and is expected. Yes, at least it's flavored. Yes.
you sounded like I'm thinking.
The shots will be sold at this year's festival on March 12th. That's my birthday. March 12th.
I don't think that's a coincidence.
It's the celebration of my birthday as they're selling shots of horse semen.
You have the worst luck ever, JT.
Yeah, no shit. Damn.
Man, we might have to put you out of your misery one time.
Yeah, he said the shots being sold at this year's festival would taste like a milkshake and be washed down with an energy drink chaser.
Oh, right. My God.
My milkshake tastes like horse's balls.
An energy drink shaker. Oh, it's like they want to make sure you don't pass out from, you know, disgust or embarrassment. That's what the energy drink shaker is for. They want to keep you awake while they laugh at you.
No. Yeah, the horse is nutting.
How do you going to... You can just mosey on up to the bar.
That's gonna get some.
They're gonna get this from a, what kind of horse are they gonna use? A chestnut mare, maybe? Or
they're gonna use a
paint.
One of the Budweiser horses.
Yeah, get the Clydesdales out there.
Man. What if they used a Pegasus horse?
Your ass be flying.
That's horrible.
Pegasus give you wings.
What do you walk into a bar? Can I get you a beer, sir? No, what I would like is some of that Jaeger jizz.
Ah, roll.
Trigger. I'll take a trigger on the rocks.
Yeah. Bring him in. What happened to just slit smoke like a bull? Here comes the bull. What happened to that?
Yeah, oh, now I want to know what was in that. Hold on.
You remember them commercials where the bull would just come running in after you drank the shit?
Yeah,
you drinking my nut, motherfucker. The bull was mad. My nuts.
I would rather go to a glory hole.
You might as well. I've got high protein. Here you go. Get it from the source. Yes. You'll be like a champion. Show them you're a nigger. Show them what you can do.
That is so fucking horrific.
I don't have the story here, but next week we'll be sure to talk about the place that's selling ice cream made with breast milk.
Yeah, hold on.
Now, that's better. That's I can give that. I just
want to know what she looks like.
Yeah. Yeah, if she a Fresno hoe, that shit's sour. Should have come out like cottage cheese.
Oh, my God.
Well, there's no. God.
You invited me to your podcast, Terry. This was your dream, baby. This was your dream.
Oh, fuck. That's going to be my.
I will bring that story next week. I don't know.
Oh, please do.
Okay. Apparently, the recession hasn't hit everybody because a North Carolina couple, they bought their lotto ticket last August 20th was the drawing. They turned it in a couple of days ago, one day before the deadline. So they waited like 5.5 months to turn in the winning lotto ticket that won $1 million.
It was just $1 million.
Okay. Yeah, it was one. Yeah, it was only $1 million.
It'll be like $20 after tax.
Yeah, I guess the recession hasn't hit anybody.
Yeah,
that is
maybe they were just waiting for after the beginning of the new year because they wanted to get the new tax laws or something.
Maybe.
I don't know.
Me, I would have passed out, and that's why it would have taken so long. I just wanted me to wake up. Oh, yeah, let me turn this in before. Yeah.
Well, after taxes, they got $680,000, so they paid $320,000, 32% in taxes on it. But
damn.
Fucking government.
That's so cold. Like, the $1 million check is not $1 million check.
No, you got to pay taxes on. You got to pay taxes on.
It's a good thing. Mind.
Well, you know, here's the thing, though. I don't know that this because this is an that's the income tax rate. I think because they paid $1 for the ticket, and then they got $1 million out of it. So shouldn't they be paying the tax rate for shit? What the hell is it called?
Sales tax.
No, not sales tax. God damn it.
Hey, I will not take any blaspheming.
Well, there's a different kind of tax for income that's made from profits. That
yeah, it's I know what it is you're talking about. It's when you gain a lot of money, like in a
capital gains tax.
Yeah, exactly.
Ah, damn, I'm white. I should know the answer.
But that's
to that.
Like 50%, isn't it?
No, it's like 15%.
Oh, okay.
Man.
Yeah. So I would you because you made a $1 investment. So I would think that they pay capital gains tax on that instead. Well, we spent so much time bullshitting, probably because we haven't seen each other in a couple weeks, so we're already out of time after just two stories.
Well, no, we didn't bullshit. We actually had an opinion.
Well, yeah, we were talking.
I just went on one of those.
No, it's cool. Actually, it was a lot of fun.
Look, the black guy just didn't know how to shut the fuck up.
Yeah, right? Especially since
it was a movie playing.
Yeah, well.
We're watching Driving Miss Daisy.
Oh, the porno version.
The porno. Driving Miss Daisy home.
I'll give her just what she needs. Before I get hard.
Some horse semen.
Yeah. Geriatric porn.
Yeah, so that's what you get. Take them dentures
you're gonna
out.
Fuck her. She's in the back seat. You're going to fuck her from the front seat. That's out. Impressive.
Yep.
Wow, how do you do that?
That's hilarious.
You guys got anything exciting come up this week?
I'm on the road this week.
Yeah, Tuesday you're heading up to...
I'm going
to
be in... how do you pronounce the city? Apparently I pronounced it wrong.
Puyallup or something?
No. Tualip.
Tualip.
Tualip,
Washington.
Yeah. What's the name of the casino that you're playing
at? You know, I wish I knew off the top of my head. I don't. And then I will be at the Brick Wall Comedy Club in Spokane, Washington, Friday and Saturday night. And then I will be back.
Cool. John, anything exciting going on, or just
it's still going to be working a circuit? I'm trying to break back into doing the comedy.
Cool, hitting open mics.
Yay! Yeah.
Well, I'm
good thing because
I don't know why I'm bothering to tell you guys this because the shit isn't even going to be posted until after the show's over. But I'm performing tonight at
the Starline and
Tower Theater.
Well, you can get all the free horse semen. Goes.
Unfortunately, good news is I started working again. Bad news is it's in the evenings during the week, so I'm not going to be able to hit any of the open mics for several months until the tax season ends. But
you'll be rich.
I will be rich. Oh, yeah. I make such – well, like the governor of Wisconsin says, public employees make so much money that –
Fuck Wisconsin.
We should jump them.
Fuck the Packers, too.
We should jump them.
Yeah,
and their cheese. I'm taking their cheese. I like cheese.
They're all constipated. What the fuck do they
That's
know?
True. one last little quick story before we go. A lot of municipalities will give away condoms in order to try to reduce the instance of unwanted pregnancies and other STDs. Yes, I consider unwanted pregnancy to be a sexually transmitted disease. To help deal with the problem of distribution. See, you got to know where to go to get the free condoms. Well, in the city of New York, their health department has released a new app.
Oh, nice.
So you go to findarubber.com or something. They didn't have the name of the app. Okay, here it is. New York City Condom Finder on the iPhone App Store and the Android market. And you just bring the app up, put in where you're at, and it'll tell you where the nearest dispensary. So you're about to get laid. You don't have any rubbers on you. And she's like, well, I don't know. I don't want to... Hold on, baby. Just pull out your smartphone, and there it is.
That won't kill the mood.
No, not at all.
They gotta make a mad dash out the door.
Oh, you go to the smartphone, look for the address, and look at porn on your way. Because
What? Here's what you need to do. You should have a condom delivery service.
Oh, hey, there you go.
Like bust a nut service.
Bustanut.com. And what happens is, you're in a good situation, and you're like, oh, shit, I forgot my condoms. Call them up. Hey, bust a nut. I bust a nut. And,
That's got to be the beat.
And then they just...
They bring you some condoms and a quarter ounce of weed to smoke out after your fuck.
See, there you go.
What you know about the chronic, Joe? The straightest white guy on earth, man.
I'm just saying it's an idea. Those of you that have money, think about it.
Well, hey, thanks for listening. Guys, thanks for coming. Terry, John, thank you for hanging out. We're unfortunately going to be missing next week's episode because Terry's going to be out of town. But we will be recording our next episode as soon as we possibly can. So thanks, everybody, for listening. I am JT Foreman, and have a good week.
I apologize to the four people.
BitterComics@hotmail.com. Write us a letter. Tell us how much I suck.
Have a good week.
Peace.
Peace.